the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com. Step back. Com.
You are now tuned into the, you know, I didn't even think of one for this week, so we just going
to
keep
it up. Most consistent podcast.
Can we
on
say that
internet.
Coming off of vacation?
Yes, that's the point. That's okay. The whole point of it. We're consistent.
You're listening to the most consistently inconsistent podcast.
Yes.
On the most niggerific network on the internet. Mm-hmm. This is Frocast episode 140, Acres and No Mules. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. fucking a.k.a. Sitting in with King Jerk.
Hey, look, I have.
Wow. We just going right in this week, huh?
Hey, since you mentioned it, I mean, you know.
Shit. Sorority, is she on that sorority show?
Yeah, a.k.a. said, don't wear your letters when you out there protesting people. We don't want y'all to get think the AKAs out here protesting the injustices out here. But this ain't the show for all that.
That ain't the show for that, man.
Positive this show. We went positive two shows, and we, you know, the ratings were, you know, y'all, you know, we got a lot of angry males, and no, bring back the ignorance.
Hey, like
y'all niggas checking facts. These are y'all niggas checking facts and having shows every week and shit.
Motherfuckers is against progress. It say on our iTunes review, if you don't know, you can listen to the show on iTunes. These niggas are not trying to uplift the community. So yes. Why start now?
So we that's why we got rid of GQ Blue. We got rid of him. You trying to we booted him off the show. We said, get out of here, man.
Motherfucker bought a $200 briefcase, and that was his pink slip. Yeah. That was in that bitch.
You out here coming out here with, you know, handkerchiefs and shit. They was like, yo, nigga wearing shorts above the knee. That's what y'all got to get him out of here, man. You out here protesting and shit, trying to get shit done, running for office. Get him out of here, man.
That motherfucker Dub was about to get deployed again. We said, you about to go save the country.
No. Take this shout out to Dub, the funniest fucking email signature alive. Yes, I thought that was from Be Easy. I said, hold up. That's from Dub, IT Guru. So shout out to the IT Guru.
Hey, man, I got to tell you right now, Dub is IT.
I hope you're more guru than you was about the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, now I'm just saying.
Turn down.
I'm just saying.
Damn, you come out fire this week. You ain't even spoke to the people yet.
I ain't did my AKA yet.
Man, you done lashed out on the Tarot.
Oh, my bad.
Out of Dub. Shit.
Yo, shout out, man. This your boy King Jern, AKA the single mother of the Frocast. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, everybody leave me. Yeah, everybody. I see how these single mothers feel now. You know what I'm saying? Look.
Fucking said the single mother of the Frocast.
Yes.
Holy shit.
I be sitting there talking to the Frocast. I'm like, where my daddy's at? Where my... I be like, listen, I don't know. They went to the store. You know what I'm saying? Be Easy ran out. Blue, you know, saw right. He in and out. This boy life. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know, I mean, you know, I'm sorry he don't go to University of Missouri. You know. Hey, yo, shout out to whoever's behind those shirts. Because God damn it.
Hey, man.
That shit is genius. Whoever's behind that shit is genius.
Hey, I said,
why not build on something that's already there? I said, fuck that. It's the American way.
That's what you got to do, man. Shit.
Yes. I mean, you got everything except for their buns have seeds on it. Ours don't. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got to give it to people, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to give it to people who want.
Yes, man. God damn, I was trying to think one for the University of Florida. I was like,
it's
damn,
already coming,
we...
man. That'd be coming out.
Oh, good. Georgia, like, listen, man, that shit is fucking... And then you can do the HBCU and, oh, man.
They probably got to do stuff that's going to make money.
No, look. Stay away from them. They'll try to get you. They'll be like, oh, I see something like that. Stay away from them.
They'll automatically be asking for scholarship money.
Yes, or something. They'll be wanting a coin out there. Oh, you can't use the likeness. Motherfucker, please. Y'all got the Green Bay Packer G. What the fuck you mean?
Like, okay. Is that the most recreated logo in all of sports? From high school,
Green Bay, Grambling, Georgia. Just the famous teams. You household names.
It's the same fucking G. It's the same G. G, man. High school's got the same G. I'm just saying. It's the same shit. Same OG.
Whoever made that G is making money, man. Like, whoever came up with that G, like, listen, I need that.
God damn. Yeah, man, we all over the place on this episode. There's a bunch of shit going on. Yeah. The world is crazy as fuck. We got topics everywhere. I'm sure that
somebody ain't paid the rent in the Nappy Afro offices. It is cold as fuck in my office today, sorry.
Damn. They gonna cut that.
Somebody ain't turned the heat on. Man, somebody ain't turned the heat on, man. You know how it is. It take a building a long time to heat up. You know, we on the 43rd floor or some shit like that, whatever, man. So the heat, you know, heat rise. So I don't know.
Yeah, you know, Easy to hire all those new writers. So
he got all the Mexicans in there. He got all these Mexicans in here working, man. Hey, man. Hey, shout out to the new niggas. I tell y'all what, it's like 20 of y'all. We should have content all the time. I'm just going to put it out there. Fuck it. I'm going to show y'all how King Germ get down. To be easy nice to y'all. I'm not. That's why he deal with y'all. But all y'all niggas write something. Y'all tweet all fucking day. Write a fucking article we can put up.
And for the motherfuckers that say, what about y'all? Why ain't y'all writing? We have transcended. The writing.
Yes. What are you talking about?
We give you a show every week, give you content that we don't have to write shit else.
That's, we edit shit and all that shit. I mean, come on, man. Don't ever question my motherfucking. I'm like your boy on. I'm like Ox on fucking belly. No. Don't ever come to me that scared shit.
I just realized that I actually hate that movie and I bought it.
Oh, man. How you hate Belly? Oh, because Nas in it. Yeah, I hate any movie with Nas in it.
Yeah, it's like, that movie was kind of trash.
But Belly's not. It's more of a cultural sense that the movie's good. Like, it's, I mean, the acting.
Shada's better than Belly.
See, and that's another, like, Shada's, I mean, it's all right. It's just like, I don't know. Some of this shit's too unbelievable. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know.
That's what it's for.
I still want a little bit of, I can maybe see that shit. You know, I mean, but you know.
I would give Belly the edge.
What's the best hood movie to you?
The best hood movie?
Let's just go ahead and just throw this show all the way off the fucking rails.
All the way off the rails. There's nowhere on
your best five hood movies. Best five.
Best five?
Fuck it. This might be the last show of the year, so all right, let's fucking go.
God damn, best five. I mean, I wouldn't even think about this shit.
Well, just name some. I mean, you know, it's just hood movies. Society. It got to be a hood movie.
And it's society.
That's not a hood movie, man. That's Well, it's Men's Society. I think that is like transcendent. That's like top tier hood movies. That's up there.
Yeah, you know, but then it's got to be mentioned.
Okay, well, let's go.
Yeah, that's top five. You got to quit Boys, Men's Society, Boys in the Hood. I think Friday is a hood movie.
So let's take off the prerequisites. Everybody, them just like them classics. That's like putting you know, the Beatles or something. You know what I'm saying greatest groups of, well, no, Beatles are not. I forgot. Migos are greater than the Beatles. I forgot about the movement. But anyway, next.
So we talking about the level of fresh?
Just what you mean? Just like the movie, yes, fresh. Yes, like, yeah, a movie, like I'm talking about, like Paid in Full, Belly, those that level. I ain't talking about the, you know, the ones, you the DVDs that, you know, the movies you've seen a million times.
I wouldn't even put Belly in that, man. I would say
Belly, you got a Belly, because Belly had like rappers in that shit, and it was like, you know, that was like our movie. It was directed by Hype Williams, who was a hip hop director. So you got to throw Belly in there.
I feel like A Bronx Tale is more hood than Belly.
The one with Diddy in it?
No, the original with was it Colangelo?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Terrell Hicks' first movie. Mm. With her fine ass.
You think she fine's all right? Well, I'm mad she used a body. She used a body double with Belly, so I'm mad that wasn't even her.
She's Christian, like, man. She's Christian.
I don't give a shit.
She born again. She can't have her titties and ass out like that.
Oh, man, bump that, man. So whoever the body double was, shout out to her, man. Woo!
Hating, man. Hating.
You had me thinking Tara Hicks or whatever her name was. Hot.
She is hot. She got an album. Did you know she cut an album, too?
It's all right. You know, I go to you for my R&B news.
I didn't say it was good. I'm just saying it happened.
I mean, a lot of things happen. It's all right.
it happened. The album happened. You can Google that. It's probably like $900 on Amazon. You know how they overprice old out-of-print albums. But hood movies. You caught me off guard with that shit.
Well, okay, I'm going to throw you, look, I'm About It is up there. Like, I'm About It. Like, that is one of my favorite.
I Got the Hook Up.
Nah, I Got the Hook Up wasn't that good. It wasn't as good as I'm About It. Like, I'm About It was fucking awesome. I mean, horrible acting. Funny, like, funny. Baller blocking. That was funny. Let me see. But these are like, those are super hood movies.
Super hood. Came on VHS.
Yeah, like, you know, the ones you just, you know, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, hood movies, let's see, like you said, you got the classics, the Fridays.
But, like, we have to research those to do it, to give it
To do it justice, because you're off the top of your dome, it's a lot of movies. But, I mean, pretty sure Clifton Powell will be on the list.
He's probably on six of them.
Well, he's on Mr. Society, so fuck it, he's on Mr. Society.
Yeah, I mean, if you name it five hood movies, Clifton is in six of them.
Yes, he's the king of Netflix, man, king. Speaking of Netflix, all right.
Go ahead.
If you got Netflix, go watch Black Mirror. It's pretty good little English shows. I don't get it. Their seasons are short as fuck. This a season was three shows. How in the hell? What the fuck? Y'all got the laziest actors union over there. If they let them get away with a whole season of three shows, you know, that shit would not happen in America. Like, they must don't pay y'all niggas over there. Something, man.
Yeah, that's a baby order of a show. They just like
three? Like, I'm just getting warmed up. Like,
damn. Yeah, in the first show, you give us the background. The second show is when we try to catch up the current, and the third show is when the actual episode begins. You only give me three shows?
Yeah, but Black Mirror is kind of like the Twilight show. It's pretty good, man. BeEZY put me on it, so, you know, shout out to BeEZY. You know, it's good. Usually I don't trust his TV shows because, you know, I'm usually the one to put him on shows. Wow. He still ain't watched Sons of Anarchy, which is over.
It's over. Great. So now it's safe for me to watch it.
Yeah, it's safe for you to watch Sons of Anarchy. It can't get canceled.
You know
what I'm saying? It can't get canceled. So, all right, you can watch Sons of Anarchy now, which is like a soap opera for men. And it's fucking like awesome. Huh?
It's like wrestling.
It's like wrestling. Exactly. It's like wrestling. If you like wrestling, you are like Sons of Anarchy.
Is it black?
You'd be like, huh?
Are there any black people in this?
Yeah, we got black people in the show. Yeah. Black people rich as fuck. It's a black nigga run shit. Damon Pope, he run shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know.
So.
Hey.
I'm sold.
Yes.
Speaking of
Malcolm Jamal Warner makes a fucking cameo.
Is that a good thing?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Anytime a black man working, man. The dude from Wait Till His Hell, the one was burnt up. He in it. They like got their own little biker gang called the Grim Bastards. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, which dude from Wait Till His Hell?
The one that was married to Angela Bassett.
Oh, he always play an old scummy.
Yeah, he always the bad guy. Yeah, he's always the scummy dude in the movie. He cheating on his wife, or he beat his wife, or, you know, he always catch a bad rap in movies, man.
Damn. He must like
him, and this other dude. Who's another dude? He always a bad guy in the movies, in the black movies.
Shit. I was going to say Clifton, but Clifton play all over the board.
Yes, Clifton, yes.
Glenn Turman, too. Glenn Turman play both sides. Glenn Turman, that's an old reference right there.
I want to get Clifton Powell on the Frocast, but he worked too fucking much. He's doing a fucking movie. Listen, that's going to be my next fuck. Hey, Frocast listeners, tweet Clifton Powell. We want to get him on the Frocast, man. That would be the fucking most epic Frocast of all time.
That motherfucker, he'd do it. I'm sure he would do it. If he got the time, he would do it. He seemed like regular ass folks.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime.
My wife seen him on the airplane one day when she was coming back from Atlanta. She was like, you know that dude that was on that movie, Who Made a Potato Salad? I was just like, I said, he was on a lot of movies. But I know
right,
why
did
about.
She pick that as the reference?
Because that was the last one she seen of him. You know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. See, he was real nice. You know, she's supposed to.
God,
I knew he was somebody. I just couldn't figure who he was.
I guess we need to get into the goddamn outline.
Might as well, man.
We actually have an outline for people.
Yes,
and I guess to kick it off, we got to talk about music. We got to get our
music.
Get it prerequisites out of the way. J. Cole's album dropped.
Mm.
Sales 360,000 copies.
Mm.
We had a review on the site, nappyafro.com. Make sure you check that out.
Good review. Little biased, but I take it.
It's gonna happen. We're music fans.
Like, look, I'd rather have a review than somebody biased.
I think that if you're biased, you have a chance to be the most critical.
Yes.
So if you see me review another Roots album, it's at this point it's gonna be raw as fuck.
But we know you will never review another Nas album. Because if you give Nas another 5-star rate, we're gonna get you up out of here, man.
So I gave him one.
You shouldn't have gave him this. I think it's not too late to go back and say, hey,
is
man,
it time to
I was wrong.
A rewind review on that?
Yes, and say I was wrong.
Let me do a rewind review. I'm not admitting that I'm wrong right now. I'm saying that maybe it's time to revisit it and do another review on it.
You can say, yo, I was caught up in the hype because it was a lot of garbage out that year. I heard some good lyrics and I gave it a 5. But then I realized I ain't listened to the album in 2 years. And then I was like, yo, all right. Listen, man.
God damn. That nigga Jerm was turned up today.
Yes. Like I want Dub to go back and give Fonte his 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, Charity Starts at Home, fucking 5-star album.
I haven't listened to that one in 2 years either.
Listen, that's on you, Saul, right? That's on you. See, I was that one on
me, but the Nas one is not. The Nas one, if I ain't listen to it in 2 years, is a quality issue. But Fonte, if I ain't listen to it, that's on me.
Yeah, because you wrong, because that's a five-star album.
That's called fire.
And then I can understand a little less. All right, that album rings true to guys like you and me. You know, and that's why I would think that you would love that album. But
you're starting to get into the other outline. You're starting to get lower in the outline. We have to say that.
Go ahead.
We got to talk about your boy J. Cole.
J. Cole.
In the review, 4.5 stars, one of the newer reviewers. I don't have your name in front of me. This is not
DeVilla. That's all I know. His Twitter name is DeVilla.
DeVilla. Props to you for doing the review. I understand the pressure. I said this on the review. I think bro probably would have gave it 5 stars, but you can't come out the gate giving fives. Niggas just going to look at you funny. You know what I'm saying? So, it took us 7 fucking years to give a 5-star album.
Yep.
So,
I get long time.
I personally don't think it's a 5-star album. But I would get it if you gave it 5 stars. Like, I understand. I just don't agree. It's a good album, though.
It's a very good album.
Third best album this year.
Way better than Catalactica.
Why do we keep doing that to GQ?
Because Catalactica got 5, and if this got 4.5, and we feel like this album is better than that one, if that one got 5, this had nothing to do. GQ Blue gave a great review. Awesome review. I just think, you know, he was caught up in the hype. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that wrong being caught up in the hype? I've been caught up in the hype before. I gave Rick Ross 4.5. I was caught up in the hype. You know what I'm saying?
So what do you think that's worth now?
Which album is this? Which album did I give him 4.5?
You reviewed all of them.
I mean, but only one of them got 4.5, and that was probably, that was the one probably deeper deserved it. Yeah, if it's Deeper Than Rap, it deserved 4.5. I mean, you know, that's a good-ass album. Top of it, because if that's the one with Tears of Joy on it, and that was with all MC Hammer, that's a
one. Tap to it.
Probably the other day it came on my shuffle. Mm-hmm. See, you got what I'm saying? Me personally, I only listen to music from one time period. So,
but you're excused from having to listen to the album multiple times.
No, because I got it just in my shuffle. So whatever music, like I only got certain albums on my phone, and so those are the only albums I listen to on a regular basis. So it's one of them albums on there. So that's why I was like, I listen to like Fonte album, and like I said, the J. Cole. I got all this. That's why I say I'm not like y'all niggas. Y'all be listening to all everything. I listen to certain things. Like I hear it, other shit. But as far as listening, I make a conscious to put on.
Are you breaking up?
Certain artists, and I only keep certain artists. You know, hello.
Yeah, I can hear you now. It's breaking up, but I can hear you.
Oh, okay. But what I'm saying is, I don't know what I've said, but I only make a conscious effort to listen to certain niggas. Like, I just don't let it just random artists playing new. Like, I don't do that Pandora shit. You know, I have no control over that. Wiz Khalifa come on, I can't stand that nigga.
Nah, I hear you. I mean, this year has definitely been one of my most music. I tried to listen to a couple albums. They were terribly disappointing, so I stopped trying. And I listen to, there's like 6 or 7 strong albums I listen to this year. And that's it. So I'm kind of glad that we're not doing awards. Is it safe to say we're not doing awards this year?
Oh, we're doing awards.
Who's doing the awards?
We have to. We have to. That's just we can't.
Nobody's checking for our awards anymore. We're giving out 5 stars and shit.
No, our opinion don't matter. Man. Yeah, we have to do awards, man. Like I said, man, we have to.
Who gonna head it up? You gonna head it up?
Ah, fuck it. I get some topics. We got like 100 niggas on staff now. I mean, shit, niggas got Nappy Afro on their Twitter. They in their Twitter thing. Stand up, be heard, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Again, we off topic. What did you think of J. Cole's album? You said it was a good album.
Great album.
Like J. 5 stars?
I would have gave it 5. It's a new age classic.
Wow.
New age classic. It's right up there with Good Kid, Mad City. If you know what I'm saying, it's a new age classic.
Yeah, I mean that's what most people have been saying. It's 5-star. I don't necessarily agree.
Cause it's like J. Cole got away. He got away from the little the little rhymes that might have the questionable lines he might have say here and there. Like his production was a whole lot better. Like hey, the shit was fucking. That little everybody tells him he was singing a lot more. But I was just like shit. That's part of fucking rap now. You know what I'm saying? Like all them singing them Fonte niggas and Fonte changed the game with that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And, it is what it is.
I gotta agree that I don't think that he makes a lot of good hooks. Like that might be a little nitpicky kind of thing, I hate almost all of J. Cole's hooks. And that's really problematic. Like, because a lot of niggas can rap, but they can't put together a song. Part of a song is a hook. And I hate all that nigga's hooks. Oh, damn near. So that, you know, when I was listening to the album, this nigga started singing again. I'm like, please, just hire Neo to do the hook or something. Just stop.
No, man. Some of his hooks be fire, though, man.
Some, yeah. I give you that. Like I said, some. But most of the time, I'd be like, please. Like, I would go through. I have the editing skills to go through and pull all the hooks off of his songs and make a new album. And I might do that. And just call it J. Cole No Hooks. And I might be with that. Because, goddamn, I get tired of a lot of his hooks. But the album was dope. Third best, like I said, third best album this year for me. Cadillac.
Third best album?
Third best. I told you. Rhapsody and Run the Jewels. Well, Run the Jewels 2. Those are my top two albums this year.
Man.
And then actually, Catalactica is probably fifth. I think that I would give Nicki like fourth.
So that Nicki Minaj album is really good?
If I edit it. If I edit it. You Nicki's gonna get into her singing and shit. There's a couple songs I need to take the fuck off of there. But like the front half of that album, it's like for you it'd be comparable to maybe Life After Death.
What?
Listen, not quality wise.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Like where you said that Life After Death is good, but it's got too many other songs on there that could be deleted and it would be classic.
I said All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me, my bad. I feel like this is kind of that album. If you could go through, you'd be like songs 1 through 9 are dope, and then the other songs are questionable, and there's like 2 or 3 that you gotta remove. I feel like this is one of those.
Damn.
So it's good to hear her rap. It's good to hear her spitting again. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. I haven't gotten through all of Fonte's album. I'm not Fonte. Pharoah Monch's album. That's up there. I can't review it yet. Prime is good. I think there's a lot of hype behind that shit, but it's a good album. I got a couple other ones I need to listen to, but Catalactica is getting moved down with every listen.
And shout out to my nigga GQ Blue. Akron Zone, GQ Blue.
I think that this is a lot of what you said, though. That nigga came off kind of boring.
Grit is boring. That's why I was just like that. I fell asleep listening to Catalactica. I have not made it through that album. No, well, yes, I made it through. Let me stop lying because I was at work one day. But goddamn, if I wasn't yawning the whole time, I was just like, man. Yeah. Like, Grit is just kind of like dull. And, you know, and it's like, he's a good rapper. Like, I love Grit's first album. Big Grit was here. I still think that's his best shit. Like, he ain't made nothing better than that yet, since his first. And that's kind of sad when your first shit is your best shit. It shouldn't be like that as an artist. You know what I'm saying? You know, it shouldn't be your best shit. Like, you should at least come with something better than your first shit eventually. But, you know, Big Crit was his, still his best shit. And, you know so hopefully, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
So hopefully, Crit, you listening, my nigga, and you step it up, man. Like, I just, with them rappers that do all their production and rap, I think it's tough on y'all. Like, it's hard to do two things, like, man. And so, I don't know. I guess it's hit or miss. And like you said, J. Cole, his problem now is his hook. When he get his hook game, man, he gonna be the best rapper alive.
Yeah, he's, and I think that's the thing with J. Cole. You can see the evolution. I feel like you can see the evolution. Of people saying that this ain't his best album. I don't know what y'all been listening to. I still think that he's getting better.
People talking about Friday Night Lights, man. Friday Night Lights in the warm-up. Nah. I'm like, Friday Night Lights was great. I wish it was an album. It was 20-some songs. If he would have took 13 tracks over there and made an album, yes, he would have had a classic album. But he didn't. It was a mixtape.
It was a mixtape, and that's where the fuck it belongs. It's a mixtape. I think that this is his best album so far, and he's getting better. You know what I'm saying? Yes. This kind of makes me worried about Wale. Completely unrelated, but I feel like Wale
They put Wale up there with the kings of rap now. They said it was who? They said it was Cole, Kendrick, Drake. He said Wale.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, you reach right there, my nigga. Like, how you throw him in? Wale is not.
I think Wale is
he ain't on their level. He ain't on their level.
I think he's just as talented as them niggas.
And I ain't say he wasn't as talented. It's a lot of niggas is talented, but I don't see Wale on their level. Like Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake. Like, whoa, them boss. Well, Drake is a boss. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick, he's debuting videos on the Colbert Report, you know what I'm saying? So that's boss like Steven, come on. getting there. Do you know that audience right there that just got? Come on, man.
But we saw what happened to the Roots when they got to the audience, right? So there's a difference.
Oh, yeah, the Roots. But see, the Roots, got they on there every night. So that shit is like, they like the house band. And they didn't got whitewashed, man. The Roots,
I don't want to believe that.
I'm telling you, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't fuck with the Roots no more. Because it's so bad now, it has trickled over into the website where they fuck with the boards now, man. It's all right. It's all right. If you type the word, like they had at one point in time, if you type the word nigga in your topic, it'll have the, like, 4-pound sign. Like, it's heavily moderated. That's why so many people left. That's why your boy Deezus ain't there no more. He's like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Deezus like, I'm giving y'all jokes for free and y'all niggas run me off. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, and like all the people then like left, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, it's ridiculous now. They didn't got so fucking, cause we trying to attract new people, the new crowd that comes to cause they the fucking house band, man. So listen,
that used to be the thing about, you know, that site, is that when you got the new flux, when that new album came out, you got the new people, and we had to quickly weed them niggas out.
Yes.
But now, anyway,
yes,
I feel like Wale is one of them cats. He can spit, he does the songs, but I think that people don't connect with his personality. In other words, Wale is a nigga that you pick on in class, so he don't get the same respect.
Yeah, it's like he's just as sensitive as Drake. Drake is just as sensitive as Wale, maybe even more sensitive. But for some reason, we'll put up with Drake's sensitivity than we do Wale's. I don't understand. Yeah.
I don't get that shit even.
But that's another thing with Wale. Like I said, he argues with the fans. He blocks fans. Like, I respect that, but at a point, like, Wale catch hate, you know what I'm saying? Why he gets, you know, I don't know. Wale, like you said, man, I mean, he's not a bad rapper at all.
I just feel like he's about to put out a concept album of some shit that's going to be like Catalactica, and it's just going to miss people. And I don't want that to happen. I want you to be responsible with your choices like Cole and put out a solid-ass album. And I want that to happen for you, Wale, because I root for Wale.
But you think that can happen with him on MMG?
They kind of let him do his own shit.
Okay. So
I feel like he can. I think he's got the freedom to do it. I just don't know that he will do it.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I'm worried about. He gonna take that crit route, you know, cut an album that's all 93 BPMs, and that's just not going to move the crowd. People going to be like, get the fuck out of here with the sleepy shit. You have to be really talented to keep an album between 93 and 98 and keep people entertained. That's some little brother shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas can't do that. A lot of people can't do that Tribe Called Quest shit. So, you know, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, then don't listen to the rest of this podcast. That's all I'm saying.
I'll see you later. It's all right.
I'm just saying. I just had to put that out there for him.
Right? I mean, I was like, explain this to us, all right, because I'm lost.
You know what the fuck that means. Yeah,
I know
man.
The beats per minute. Oh, okay.
So if you go through and listen to it, like Little Brothers, well, Ninth Wonder's production is notoriously 93 to 98. BPM. Like if you could put in all of his catalog and it would be right in that range. And that works. But you gotta have the talent to carry that shit. Because it's not real high paced. A lot of these niggas can't do that. And so you get Crit's album, which is probably clocking at 93-95. It just came off as sleepy. So that's all I'm saying. Let's switch gears. Have we talked enough about music?
I'm gonna look at the meter. Yes, we got.
Okay.
We fulfilled our contractual obligation, and the checks are in the mail.
Can we get to the ratchet topic, which is the main topic of today? Relationships, aka pimp world, aka bitches. you have to say it like that, bitches. You have to say it like that.
he said that, ladies, not me.
Saul Wright didn't say that. Saul White said that. It wasn't Saul Wright. y'all got to listen to our shows, man. He's called back. there is an NBA basketball player. I hate when they write articles, NBA ball.
Because, you know, that's the Thought website. Shout out to Boss Up, who featured one of our articles a long time ago, crashed the site.
Yeah,
we was on Boss Up. That was when we did the 25 rappers under 30 or 30 rappers under 30 and some shit we did at time.
That's when we were great. That was when Snappy Afro was a great site.
Man, listen, man. We wanted it back then, man. We didn't got lazy as fuck now, man. I ain't even gonna front, man.
Hot off and shit. We giving out 5 stars and
You know,
taking Grammys under the table. We ain't hungry no more, man.
Yeah, man.
Cutting bullshit albums and giving y'all EPs right now. That's what I'm saying. We collaborating with English motherfuckers and giving y'all watered down albums. That's what we doing right now.
Feeling like Lauryn Hill and shit, man.
We eat, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
but that nigga Lou Williams has two girlfriends who are happy sharing them. And if you look at the article, like you said, this is on Bossup.com. You can check this shit out.
We're not going to fact check this. It could be all false.
This could be complete. This could be from some blogger in fucking Atlanta right now who just typed up some shit. And these could be his sisters that he's supposed to know. I don't know. We're reporting it as news. The article has various pictures of this. He looks... Okay. Is he Haitian?
No, he's just from Atlanta.
He looks very Haitian. He looks very Haitian. Why that matters,
and
I don't know.
Why? What does a Haitian look like, Sawright? Let's go ahead and go there.
It looks like Lou Williams.
Okay.
He's got, you know, the Somali pirate look right now.
Oh, shit. But so he looks East African is what you mean to say.
No, he could be Haitian. It's definite Haitian. I mean, you know, it just depends on where you get off the boat. We're all related. It's pictures of him from his Instagram and Twitter posted up with these chicks. They're pretty attractive chicks.
Okay.
They definitely light skinned, AKA-ish looking chicks.
Okay.
Shout out to sororities.
Shout out to pairs.
Pairs. He's posted up in various pictures, and the chicks are hanging with each other, and the chicks are hanging with him. And he said he's living a dream right now. Apparently, these are his girlfriends, and they know about each other, and they share shit, and they're happy. How do you feel about this? I mean, now look, we're married guys. You know what I'm saying? So all of this is entertainment. Everything we say from this point on, if you're listening, wives, is purely entertainment.
Yeah, this is King German Saul Wright talking. This is not your lovable whoever, whatever their real government names is. These are the characters that we are portraying on the internet. Okay,
completely fake. We're bought out.
Yes. We are characters. Y'all to understand that. Yeah, we are not real people. We are characters. We play this part. Anyway. I mean, that's fucking. Beyond that's some pimp shit. But I don't think I could deal with it. Like, I mean. Cause you know, if you live with one woman, that's fucking hell. Just think if you fuck with two, like you know. And then they say when women start being around each other all the time, their cycles start you know being the same. And so then you gonna have to Then you ain't getting no butt. You know what I'm saying?
No butt. What are we censoring for?
Oh yeah, well, I mean you ain't getting no ass then. And then just like. Headaches. I mean, just like the nagging, like you know what I'm saying. Then you got two motherfuckers there that want you to cut the grass. That ain't gonna help. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, but listen, I'm pretty sure getting your dick sucked by two girls at the same time is probably the most awesomest thing in the world. And I swear to God, if I had one hall pass, I would fucking one wish. I would get that done. You know what I'm saying? And so,
one wish
is
Ray
like...
Ray J was a force at one point. You remember that, right?
Yeah, he was a force in Hollywood, man.
Just want to make sure that we point that out.
Right? Yes. Who said that? Was it you or Blue to say he was a force?
I think that was Saul White.
Hey, when he said that shit, Blue was like, I don't know about a force.
Hey, I'm just saying, the nigga had a TV show. Had albums, I'm just saying.
Ray J didn't have a show. He was on the show, wasn't he?
He had a show.
Oh, yeah, the VH1 show.
He was picking his booze. He had a show.
Right. Yeah, he spawned the I Love Flavor Flav.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So Ray J was a force at one point. That might not have been a strong force.
Force on VH1, the VH1 offices.
Same VH1 that just had to pull the sorority show that's losing sponsors. They said they're not pulling that show, by the way.
No, I wouldn't.
He said, fuck it. I'm just going to keep it going. I mean, you know, 1.8 million people watched the show or some shit. Y'all niggas was complaining and watching the whole show. But anyway, we're getting off topic.
Yeah. Back to the two. I mean, that would be fucking, I mean, that's some awesome shit. Like, I mean, I congrats on the nigga. Like, he play ball, so he's not there anyway. So he's not really dealing with the shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a regular nigga that had a 9-to-5 job and dealing with two women, like I don't see how the Mormon niggas do it. Like, you know, like them, like the niggas with five wives and shit, they all live in the same house. Like, how do you, like, what kind of, you got to be eating a lot of tuna and doing a lot of fucking push-ups to have sex with that many women all the time.
That sounds like hell.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like I get off of work and I got to come home and I got to fuck like three women. Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
yeah. And since they Mormon, it's probably some old boring ass.
Yes, military. Missionary just
hump, stop, in, out, in. That's another reference. If anybody in the comment section gets that reference, I would think the Nappy Afro shirt.
Woo!
I'm not gonna know where the fuck that came from. If you got that shit, yeah, you get a Nappy Afro shirt. But yeah, that sounds like bullshit. I mean, now for this dude, NBA baller Lou Williams, I would imagine that having two chicks probably ain't much heartache because you can just do what the fuck you want to. You're rich.
Yeah,
you can tell them exactly. What you want to. You're apparently Haitian, so you can put a spell on. I'm just saying that his idea of having two girlfriends is a little bit different than the average dude, like you said.
Yeah.
So for us, we'd have to deal with emotions and how they the nagging. And he just like, bitch, go buy a purse.
Exactly. So them niggas can buy their way out of trouble. Us, yeah. we gotta fucking move fucking mountains and shit when we in trouble. You know, I ain't never slept on no couch, but I can imagine sleeping on couch and shit like that. You know,
never just, been put on the couch, but I've slept on the couch by choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Ain't never been, you know, ain't gonna be none of that. You
nah, ain't gonna be no go sleep on the couch,
bro. Yeah, you don't give a fuck how mad you is. Like, you know, fuck that. You gonna lay your ass on the side of the bed, on your side of the bed, angry. I'm lay on my arms, angry.
Angry
like,
the motherfucker, man.
Yeah, but ain't gonna be no, oh, you're out of the room. Shit.
I don't fuck that. Nah. Mm-mm. As a matter of fact, if you act like you want me to sleep on the couch, I'll probably sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
Just out of spite.
Out of spite, I told my wife, I said, listen, I said, if you ever try to leave me, I'm just going to stay here and make you look like the one that's leaving me. Like, I was
real, that's how it goes, man.
Yeah. And right? Out of spite, I would like, out of spite, I would stay here and make you miserable. If I know you want out, oh, no, I ain't leaving.
Jerry's obligated to make that motherfucker miserable. That's what comes with files. You have certain options, and making the motherfucker miserable is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people need to realize that shit nowadays. Do I think that I can handle two women? No. Like, even in a passive way.
Yeah.
Full time. And this is not me placating the wife. This is me being serious. I can't. I don't think that I could split my emotions enough to deal with two motherfuckers.
Like exactly.
So if one is my main and one is fucking, that's perfectly fine. But if we're talking about two girlfriends?
Yes.
Nah.
How can you say you really like? I don't understand people like, oh, I love two people. Like, I love. No, you don't. Like, I mean, it's. I don't know. Maybe you can love two people.
I think you could love two people. I think you could be in love with two people. But I imagine that's extremely taxing.
And how could you just love, like, you know, that love feeling you get when you see your mate? How could you get that about another person? Like, two people? Like, I don't see that. Like, it's something endearing about when I look at my wife that I don't see that in another chick. Like, I might look at some other chick lustfully, but it's something that I don't see how I could look at another girl with that same little, you know, that little, you know, I don't know what the little feeling is or whatever you call that shit.
Do you think that, you know, once the checks really start rolling in for Nappy Afro and you got the cash, would you be a trick type nigga? Would you, like, get girls gifts and shit?
No, I wouldn't.
So you're not, like, a womanizer type dude?
I don't know. I'm a nice womanizer type dude. It's like I do it. And I don't know. Am I? Because I done some shit like, you know, nah, I used to trick. Nah, I ain't gonna front. I probably would be the tricker. Yeah, I'm the trick. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna try. Yeah, that's me.
So then you were probably, I mean, hey, saw.
I buy a girl washing machine, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You know.
I would trick. Yeah, I would trick. And it's not because I think we need to clarify this for the motherfuckers that's listening to the show. What we're talking about is not tricking to get some pussy. Yeah. We're just talking about the
tricking.
The joy that comes from making a woman happy.
Yes.
That's and like shit.
And then it's like, and then, you know, and let me tell you another thing. And then when you don't want to fuck, they like, oh my God, and he don't want to fuck. It's just like, I don't know. It's just something weird. It's just something weird.
Giving them game. We giving them game?
Yes. But
we giving them game this week?
Okay. Listen, the young niggas need to be taught, man. Because they out there just running wild, man. These little young niggas, they, like I ain't saying start opening doors for chicks and shit. Because these women today, some of them don't even know how to cook, man. Shout out to my nigga GQ Blue, man. Some of them don't even know how to cook.
Hold on, what you saying?
I ain't say nothing, so all right, don't slow it down, man. Don't slow it down, man. Don't do that, man.
Fellas, sometimes you need to just do some nice shit for a chick.
Yes, man.
And go the fuck home.
Yes.
Or you know what I'm saying?
Buy something to the imagination. Don't try to get your dick sucked on the first night.
Hey, man. Like, cold shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I talked about this on, like, episode 70 or some shit.
Hey, funny episodes, you said 70 because somebody just told me, like, yo, man, I listened to episode 70. I was like, 70?
I think it was a Tracy May episode, so I think it was around 70. It was like the last time she fucked with us. Yeah, much shade. I feel like, I feel, because we just need to get her back on the show, you know what I'm saying? But, I feel
a
like.
A lot of questions she need to answer for the next show.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
really?
Just saying.
Yes. I was talking about this chick that fucked me over. We were supposed to be having a dinner night and all that shit. She showed up late, and I gave her the bubble bath and gave her a massage, and I walked the fuck up out the room. I could have smashed. She was waiting on me to smash, and I didn't do it to be nice. But the flip side is that, fellas, you can do that shit to be nice, and it will fuck women up. I did it because I was pissed, and, you know, I probably should have smashed that night. But, fellas, do nice shit for chicks and walk the fuck away. It's okay to buy a bitch a drink and keep walking. It's all right. You ain't got to expect everything all the time. So you young cats is out there trying to do shit. And please, fellas, stop texting chicks and Instagramming chicks and DMing chicks. Let me see your nipples. It's like the movement this year. It's what the young kids are doing. Stop that shit.
She going to show you her titties, man. Just let her show you them, man. Just chill.
She'll probably chill. Show the motherfuckers to you in regular conversation. They got the pictures on their phone. We've talked about this before.
You probably search and find pictures of her naked anyway. Just chill. Wow. Most chicks these days got naked pictures anyway, fellas.
And they just wait for you. Man. Just wait for you to prove that you're not a creep. And they'll show them to you. You know what I'm saying? You niggas on Snapchat. Anyway, we're going way off the rails. Way off the rails. The two chicks thing. So if could it be a main chick and a chick you were just fucking? Could you handle that?
Yeah, I could have like one chick on one side of town, another chick on the other side of town. Yeah, I could deal with that.
Why they gotta be like they couldn't be neighbors?
No, no, hell no.
Even if they knew about it, even let's say the chicks
no,
knew
I
about
don't
each other.
No, no, no. The element of I'm seeing one, you know, hold mark up on me any up. Moment. I don't want mine to be cool. I'm still breaking up.
Yeah, you look a little scratchy right now. Look that wireless right now. Got to upgrade.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, though. This is going to be the last episode I do with these headphones because my I know my son got some Beats headphones for Christmas. So, yeah, I will be using Beats on the next, from next Procast going on, it will be from Beats by Dre headphones that he getting for Christmas. So just so I know, this is the last episode with these headphones.
Which headphones are you using, sir?
These are from my Android phone, my MyTouch. When I was still with the Droid. Yeah. Filthy Droid. Ugh. I got Droid headphones and an iPhone.
That shit's not working out. What happened to the Beats by Slaves?
Somebody stole them.
Somebody stole the Beats by Slaves?
Yes, man. Somebody stole the motherfuckers, man.
God damn, man.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. So yeah, they have to be separate. You don't like the you don't want them to know about each other. And be cool with it.
I want the element of I want one like they I'm out and I see one of them, it's a problem. You know, like that thrill. Like that look like that would be fun. Like I don't know, I ain't never been in no situation like that. But that shit just seemed like it just be like a rush or some shit like that. You with your
bullets.
With one of your girls and another one of your girls see you and just like how you yes. Yes.
Nah.
So, I don't know. I've never been there, and I would love to be there just to, you know, just see how they feel. I mean, but not the situation because, you know, bullets be flying. That shit happens.
That's what I said. It'd be a rush of bullets. That's what it'd be, a problem.
Yes.
I don't want that shit. I mean, back when, you know, when I was a young Saul and I was just dating, this is when I was single, I had options and it was cool. Yes. It wasn't even, I guess it was sneaking because the main didn't know, but everybody else knew what was cracking.
Yeah.
So like that was my role, like, cause I just start fucking in, you know what I'm saying? I'm like shit, and so I meet a chick, you know, my homeboy have a chick, and of course his chick would have a friend, and be like, yo, what's up? Hey, I got a gal, I'm not leaving, but you want to hook up? And it's always like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Okay, the next day the phone is ringing, and so they always knew what the fuck the crack situation was, but the main had no idea. So back in the day, that wasn't too bad. I didn't have to give too many fucks about anything. And everybody knew what their place was in life. Now I think I'm a little too old for that bullshit. So I don't know. I don't think I could rock with that shit at all. But props to this nigga for doing what he got to do. Fellas, I still say, and young ladies that listen to the show, if you're not married, you're single.
Exactly.
I mean that shit. Like, some of y'all motherfuckers is too... Hey, some of y'all get too involved with people that don't matter. Just stop it. You know, I'm going to leave it at that because I'm hitting some people in the pockets that listen to the show that know me and looking at me like, well, fuck you then. I'm talking about your ass. Let's move on from the show because this is the Christmas episode.
Yes.
It's time for Christmas, which means that next week, next Thursday is actually Christmas. We record the show on Thursdays, and we put them up on Fridays. That means that you won't hear us next week.
And you might not hear us. We're not.
Okay. Let me say it the way I normally say it. You won't hear from Saul next week. That's what happens. Usually Saul pulls out, pause, and somebody else will do a show. Germ, you did a show last week. Why was it Phoenix? Where's that show?
It was too big.
Wow. That's what she said?
Yeah, she said it was too big. And so but I need to know how GQ Blue did the when he had his 29-minute show. Mine was only 15. And you know, so he got his, so I gotta figure out how he did. But I really want y'all to show. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Maybe that'll be what we hear next week for y'all. But anyway, Merry Christmas to all y'all.
So
Merry Christmas. What do you get for, do you still do gifts? Like for the adult, I think you got the kids, but do you and the wife exchange gifts?
Yes. My wife has to have, she has to have something open on Christmas. You know, nah, she's very easy to shop for. She don't like, you know, big ticket items, well, unless it's a purse or some shit like that. And we do gifts. I just told her to give me nothing but a little socket set this year. I don't want nothing but a little craft in a socket set, something like that.
What
something
the fuck are you building?
I ain't building shit. I just want to have tools, though. I think I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? Like shit. So I got me one little toolbox. Now I want me a socket set. Then you know, I'd be Gucci. Then I have me some tools.
There's something special for you young motherfuckers. You know, Jeremy is team young nigga. But for you, I'm telling you, there's nothing more manly than being able to pull out your motherfucking tool set and fix some shit.
Yes. Like, oh, what's that? A 9/16?
Let me go ahead and get that real quick, nigga. I had to change.
You need a 13mm?
I had to change the wife's tail light on the Pacifica the other day. It was like the third time this year. By the way, fuck Chrysler. So
mine do the same thing.
It's the same light. Every 3 or 4 months, the motherfucker goes out, and I got to change the bulb. So I just change the bulb when I go in there now. And to change the light, you gotta use a socket to get the motherfucking bolt off and shit. Nigga, I had to go to the Expedition to pull out the socket set. Go to the Pacifica. I already know it's the 10mm. Hit the ratchet, make sure that bitch is going the right way. I was like, nigga, I'm grown as fuck right now.
Just doing some real shit. Like a little kid, what you doing? Come over here and look what I'm doing, you little nigga. Right. Come here, let me show you something, man.
Learn
Mama ain't got no Pacifica, but this is what you got to do. Hey, take it to the man and pay $100, get him to change a headlight, a lamp, that costs $8. You know, I got a brake light ticket, man. Listen, man, I'm not about to pay no $100-something ticket for something.
Hey, man, your audio is trash right now, son.
I know it is. Okay.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, man.
That's some real shit. If you get a chance, you know what I'm saying, get little young cats that's listening to the Frocast, get your little tool set, man. You might not ever use it. Chances are, if you own anything, you will need it at some point. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing more annoying than going to get something from IKEA and have to rely on that little piece of shit Allen wrench that they got in there. Get your own Allen wrenches.
Yep, I got a set of Allen wrenches. Like the whole little Allen wrench set. Yeah.
That shit comes in handy for shit that you didn't even know.
Shit, yeah.
Allen wrenches are everything, bruh. Y'all need to get that shit together. So that's what you want. There's a little socket set for Chris. And you good.
Yeah. Well, I told her that's all to get me. You mean, you know, I'm not
oh,
easy.
Oh, so you open the other stuff.
Yeah. But I want a socket set, though. I want me. And it can't be no little cheap-ass old Black Friday $9.99 deal either. It's got to be Craftsman. I need a good name. I want me whatever. What's the other two names? Craftsman.
The blue one, Cobalt.
Cobalt, that's the name brand. I told her I want it. I said I want a Cobalt.
That Cobalt shit is not
it's
a
like
game.
$29.99.
Yeah, they're usually a little bit more expensive for the same shit, but you don't have to worry about that shit bending. I've seen it happen, breaking.
Yep.
Seen it happen.
The ratchet stopped being a ratchet, and it just started. You know, that's the only kind of ratchet. I told my son you need to want, nigga. One of these.
Yeah, that's all you need. Some of that shit will get stuck on the goddamn nuts and screws because it's not measured right. Hey, man, just, you know, just like with life. Spend
the
money on
it. When that happens, it's all right. You just take a hammer, you put it against the ground, and then take a hammer and hit the socket and hit a shootout.
There you go. And if it's a cheap one, you're just going to break the socket. That's just what happens.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's for you little young cats. You know, you want to own something, get your tool set before you get anything else. Chances are you're driving a piece of shit car anyway. That tool set's probably going to come in handy.
Make sure you have a gas can in your car, you niggas is riding around these old ass, raggedy ass cars. Keep a gas can in your fucking car.
Hey, and get you an old school gas can. Don't be buying that $30 gas can. You don't need no technology to release gas.
Yeah, exactly, man. Get the one you steal one from your granddaddy fucking, you probably got no granddaddy because your grandma probably still single. She got left. What are young niggas? You gotta understand, man. Like, this gonna be a generation of, like, fatherless kids. You got,
oh my god. Nigga just shit on y'all grandmama, yo.
Grandma, yeah, granddaddy gone. Ain't no granddaddy. You know what I'm saying?
Come on. That is fucked up.
It's all right, man. Your generation, the last generation that had granddaddies, bro.
Hey, I didn't meet no granddaddies on neither side of it. I didn't meet either one.
He was around, though. That's what I'm saying. You probably came a little too late to the party, but he was around.
Well, my father's pops was dead. My mom's dad was alive, but he wasn't worth a shit. So. Damn. Yeah, she went to see him when he was on his deathbed, and he pulled some bullshit, so fuck that.
Hey, you got to be a true asshole to do some shit like that.
You're
like,
in your deathbed, you asshole, yeah.
And you still like, fuck y'all niggas.
Yeah, that's some old rowdy shit, man, so fuck that nigga. But, hey, for you young niggas who grandmama is
maybe 30 say he kept it real to the end. Your grandma under 40, I guarantee you ain't got no granddaddy. I'm going to be honest with you.
Fucking hilarious. It's a nigga that we're going to talk about at the end of the show that apparently don't know his granddaddy either. We'll talk about that in a minute. What do I want for Christmas? I don't think I want shit. Saul Wright was a spoiled kid. Mm. So every Christmas was like the best shit for me. To where, I think I talked about this on our last Christmas episode, where everybody would gather at our house and we'd be passing out gifts to everybody. And it got to the point, of course, it's my house, so I'm going to get the most gifts. But it got embarrassing. Like, I'm opening one present, and y'all pass me back another present. And then by the time I get to that one, I'm getting passed back another present. So for me now, I don't need shit for Christmas. It's not really my thing. I think next year, I'm actually going to start volunteering for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Like, that's what I
want. Start this year, all right? Why wait the next year?
Because I fucked up, and I'm not able to do it this year. I got to work. So I'm not able to do it. But next year, I got off Christmas week. So I think I want to do that. You know what I'm saying? I did volunteer for one Thanksgiving, and that was worse than going to the gym. If you ain't ever passed over 1,000 turkeys to a conveyor, man, nigga, look, trauma. I can't even talk about that right now. But so Christmas, I don't need shit. I think this year I'm going to get my wife the shit she wants. I don't think she listens to the Frocast. I'm going to get her the shit she wants. That'll be Christmas for me this year.
I mean, shit's all right. You got all this good run you have, man. Maybe I need to start treating bums to $30 dinners and shit, man. Maybe my luck will change. Fuck that shit. Next bum I see, I'm saying, nigga, we going to fucking roof, Chris. Let's go, my nigga.
Chris Roof. That's another throwback. Y'all got to really fuck with this show, man.
Who's that?
That was me. That was me. Oh, my God. Hey, man, we have a call on this fucking show. Sometime.
Wow.
Y'all need to listen to it. I mean, you ain't doing nothing. You off Christmas vacation.
Listen, man, I don't give a fuck if y'all don't listen or not, nigga. I have a good time doing this motherfucking show.
We really do have a good time doing this show.
I don't know, man. Y'all say what y'all want to. Like I said, I do this show with only 3 niggas are listening, nigga. I don't give a fuck, man. But hopefully y'all are entertained by what y'all hear and y'all keep coming back. What did you say? 4 listeners? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, shout out all 4 of them motherfuckers, man. We love y'all to death, man. Pretty sure we kin to y'all.
Probably. We got this story that we wanted to talk about. First, do we need to acknowledge Kobe real quick? I mean, he should probably be our Nappy Afro winner. If we had to pick a joint winner, he passed Michael Jordan on the point.
Son of Karl Malone. I mean, what does that mean? You paid more years than Jordan, you gonna pass Jordan?
I think that's good for Kobe.
I mean, okay, listen, okay. I mean,
congrats, Kobe.
Congrats, Kobe. You're third on the list now.
You'll never catch Kareem.
Never catch Karl Malone.
He will never catch those two.
He's like 2,000 behind Malone. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Hey, he's like 4,000 behind Malone, bruh.
Probably 4-0. See?
Yeah, he's not catching. That's like another, 10 seasons? Yeah,
At this rate, at Kobe, there's like no way he's going to. That's what I said. He's gonna stay at third. You know?
It's really bad how bad his team is.
Damn.
Them niggas is awful.
I got money on the Lakers winning 34 games this year, man. 34.
And like if they win 34, you get paid?
34 and under, I get paid.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you good. Because I don't see that. I'll be shocked if they make 30.
Yeah, man.
Where are they at now? Like 8?
8. I think they ran by 8, man.
They're not making 30, bro.
I don't know, man.
did not make it. Maybe if they play the Spurs the last 2 weeks of the season, Spurs all every day for 2 weeks, they get close. Because, you know, Pop's going to sit everybody down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, props to Kobe. I wanted to get that little sports. We haven't talked sports in a while. That's all the sports talk I got. I want to talk about this dude that I was saying that probably don't know his father or his grandfather. His name is Jordan James Lark. He's a makeup artist because I guess I don't even know how to preface that. Anyway,
he's a MUA hashtag MUA. He be beating faces on the daily.
Well, speaking of beating faces, he decided he wanted to look. Listen, I'm not saying this wrong. He decided he wanted to look like Kim Kardashian.
Whoa, sorry. Slow it down and say it for the people one more time. Okay.
He wanted to look like Kim Kardashian. He wanted to look like him. Kim wanted to look like her.
Okay. Does he look like Kim Kardashian, sorry?
Well, maybe if she was a fetus. Like, yeah, he looks like the unborn.
Hello, send me the picture, sorry. Send me the picture real quick. Hello. Let me see. Send me the picture.
He looks like the unborn. I hate to slander people because sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
Look, I'm not shit to look at. I'm not attractive. I get it. Most people that talk shit on social media are not attractive.
Sorry.
I get it. But
sorry.
Here's the picture. Look at that in your Skype, sir. Sent you the young link. This is also for the people. This is the image of the show.
I'm looking at it. Oh.
He spent $190,000 to look.
My
like.
Gosh.
$190,000. Now, for the people who haven't had a chance to look at the picture, I guess we should describe this for the people, right?
Can you describe this?
Well, I'll get into the. The practical part of it. He's 23 years old. He's had more than 50 cosmetic procedures to change his face, including Botox, lip filler, eyebrow tattoos, and laser hair removal. Now, I'm getting this story from Awesomely Lovey. AwesomelyLovey.com. She's dope. Make sure you check out our website. We're giving out all our plugs this week.
Yes, plugging everybody.
Plugging everybody. You know, Bossip, AwesomelyLovey.com. But if you look at the goddamn picture, if you can't see the goddamn picture, this is another throwback reference. If you remember In Living Color, and Jim Carrey had that character Vera DeMilo, and she did that one part where she wrapped her lips around a hair curler to make her lips swell up, this picture. The eyebrows that are tattooed on. If you like wrestling, this is some high-quality face paint right here.
I mean, hey.
This nigga has got the start of the Ultimate Warrior face paint right now.
I would love to see what he looked like at the start of the metamorphosis. I don't know if I want to see that.
Because he wanted to look like she. So that's already... And he has no hair. I didn't point that out. He's got no, like, this nigga's bald. I don't know what part of the Kim Kardashian metamorphosis that is.
I guess so he can put wigs on and shit. So he can put wigs to have she got her hair done, you know.
Maybe. He carries a purse.
You can't put a lace front on with hair and shit. It just don't look right. You know what I'm saying? You got your edges pushed back, you know?
I don't know what to say about this. The eyebrows alone, nigga, are huge. I don't know. Anyway, man, look. I kind of was talking about this when I went back home, and we were debating if somebody else got some plastic surgery done. And my wife and my mom were like, that's just ridiculous, and why would you do that? And I'm like, if you got the money, do what the fuck you want to do.
What kind of work did they get done, Saray? I mean, you don't have to, you know, put it out there.
No, I don't remember who it was.
Is it somebody you know?
No, they were talking about another celebrity. Oh. And they were saying, why would they do that? That's stupid to do. And I'm like, well, if you can afford the surgery, like, do it. Like, Saul Wright, I would probably get, what is it, a facelift?
You get a facelift, Saul Wright?
This is for the show. Just roll with it. I'd probably get a
facelift. Oh, no, I'm just saying, no, seriously.
No, I wouldn't get, no.
Okay.
The idea of pain to look better is bullshit to me. Like, going to the gym is rough some days for me, because that shit hurts for 2 or 3 days. Okay. So, being cut on and having to wait 2 or 3 months to do regular shit, not happening.
Muscle implants, like, fuck it. Like, fuck going to the gym. Nigga, I'm just going to get some muscle implants. Nigga, I'm going to look like I motherfucking lift out. Nigga, fuck that.
Nigga, if I could go right now, there's people that go and they lose 160, 200 pounds, and they got loose skin. Mm-hmm. I would not get loose skin surgery, because it takes like a year to recover. That's ridiculous to me.
This nigga said loose skin surgery.
Where they have to get the loose skin cut off. So they cut sections of your skin off. Exactly. And we're talking about 6 months to a year for full recovery. That's ridiculous to me. So the idea of doing elective surgery, especially to look like some other motherfucker, is ridiculous. For me, I wouldn't do it. Even if they say...
So you wouldn't get the room instead of... You wouldn't be like, yo, I want to go like room instead. You'd say,
I don't think that that's...
Gerald LaVert. You'd be like, give me the Gerald LaVert face. You'd be like, give me the Gerald LaVert.
If I could get the Gerald LaVert beard, I might do it.
So you get the Gerald LaVert hair implant. You'll do that. The beard implant.
I might do the Gerald LaVert beard implant, son. I might, you know what I'm saying? That beard comes up a little bit higher than mine. I might do that.
No, this is an implant. You never have to get it cut. It's the same level. Each hair is implanted into your fucking face.
I would do that. I would do the Gerald LaVert face, the beard implant. The Jerome Bettis hairline. Like, that nigga hairline is perfect. That's all I would do.
It's the Beijing, man. You can get that right now from your barber, man. What you talking about?
I go to the gym, like, every other day. That shit's going to run down my face.
Yeah, so you can't do the Beijing.
It's not going to work for me.
You got to stay away from it.
Let it be known that I am the most gym-going fat nigga that you know. I go all the time. Still fat. Now that shit works. But this nigga spent $190,000 to look like Kim Kardashian.
A fucking Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Does he look like Kim Kardashian? It's all right again.
I told you. He looks like the unborn Kim Kardashian. If you took an ultrasound of Kim Kardashian at 2 weeks in the womb, that's what he looks like. So, for all you motherfuckers, Jeremy, if you could get surgery done, would you get cosmetic surgery done? I think you could look like Denzel.
Probably. I'd probably get dental surgery done. I ain't going to get the Mr. Ed teeth, but I get some kind of, the Chris Rocks or some shit like that. You really couldn't tell my choppers. I get my teeth redone, just because I always want, my smile good, but I wanted to be awesome, with that good, that old white person teeth, what I'm saying?
The extra light brights, the motherfuckers you can see that would guide the light.
Yes, yes.
If your headlights go out.
I get those. I'll probably get some lipo done, suck some. I want to get the perfect beer belly, so I want to embarrass my kids, I just want to have like a nice round pot belly stomach. That's what I want. Like, I want to be nice and round, so I'll probably get some fat put in my fucking gut to make it be like nice and round. Like pregnant women.
You don't need surgery for that. You need donuts.
No, but see, I don't want it. But see, I don't want it to go the wrong way. I want it to be nice, like right the pot belly, like a beer belly, like I drink. But I don't want to drink to get that nice, that racist pot belly, where they had the suspenders on and the t-shirt and that belly.
Part is drinking the beer to get that belly.
I don't like taste. It's all right. So, yeah, I probably get I probably get some, with the girl doing the fat implant in my stomach.
You get a booty in your stomach.
Not a booty, but yeah, I just want a nice around like somebody. I'm getting the fucking I'm getting some extra inches down there. Like, let's keep it funky. Like, fuck that.
So then here's the disclaimer part of the show. Pause on all this. Where you would go up to what? Like, you want a foot and a half? You want a
Sorry people, but like I said, it's the last one. Anyway. Like I said, I was sitting down with the wife and asked her what she's comfortable with, first of all, and then, you know, we go from there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, hey, you know, hey, I 12, we're gonna have to swing 12. Not, you know, I'm only like two away from that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. But, you know, that's just how it is. But, yeah, of course, I'm going to get the, what's your boy name?
Mandingo?
Cut off. Nah, I ain't going that route. Nah, I don't want that. That's too much right there, man. Because then you can't even put pussy your dick that big, man, because you can't beat it up.
I can't even imagine, like, that's just ridiculous. Yeah,
his gotta dick, find the right.
His dick be hanging on his nipple.
I mean, that's nasty. Like, he can suck his own dick. Like, that's nasty. Like, that's disgusting. You know,
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous. And that's probably, if you could suck your dick, that's probably all you would do. You would die or shut in. And that's not saying you germ. I'm saying niggas. Niggas. It's a nigga somewhere right now that's able to do that. He ain't been outside in years.
Yeah,
that's
you sitting there necking yourself, just in there.
That's
you a nasty motherfucker.
Whoever you are, if you listen to the
Procast,
you a nasty.
Yeah, you a nasty motherfucker. Even if you try, you a nasty. I think I'm like, yo, let me see how close I can get to it.
Nah, bro.
You a nasty motherfucker, man.
Yeah, nah, bro. It's a video out there. I'm sure. I don't want to Google.
I'm sure if we. That's all right now.
I'm not Googling that.
Anybody that do, comment, and let us know what you found.
Yeah, you and let us know. Yeah. Make sure you comment. Make an alias. No, don't put yourself out there like that. Make yourself an alias. I feel like B-EZ may have come across a video like this.
Oh, B-EZ probably like, I have. I can call this nigga right now.
Call him. Let's do it right now on the show.
You want me to? Hold on, my house phone. Hold on.
Another live call moment on the Frocast. Make sure y'all checking us out, man. NappyAfro.com. All social media, Nappy Afro or Frocast. We also have the wrestling show here on NappyAfro.com called the Fro Horseman. Yeah, man, this is what we do. It's been a great year for us. Like we said, this is going to be probably the last show of the year. It's the last show of me for the year. You know what I'm talking about. We're about to get this on here. I think my bet is that B-EZ has either seen or he has a video where a nigga has sucked his own dick.
Hold on. Tell me if you can hear this. You hear that?
Yep.
You hear that?
Good.
Okay, cool. We on. If he answers, what time is it? Oh, it's 1 o'clock. He's good. B-Greasy, what's good, man? Hey, quick question, man. This is... It sounds like you're on speakerphone. Of course, man. I'm smoking a blunt, man. You're on speakerphone. I don't want to hold the phone. Anyway, quick question, man. This is Taz. Totally no homo. No homo on all this, what I'm about to say, man. But I know you the man to call for shit like this.
But go ahead, though.
Bruh, no homo. Have you ever seen a video or do you know a video out of a nigga sucking his own meat, bruh?
I've seen a video like this. I saw
that
back in the day. Ron Jeremy
said he was
on
deck. Oh, Ron Jeremy. So it's some, okay, goddamn. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, you know, you see on, is it
Rotten.com? Oh, right.
Consumption Josh back in the day? Yeah. Yeah. But that's considered, homosexual porn, so it don't pop up when you go to
Pornhub. Oh, so it's homo porn if you suck. So.
Let me ask you a question. If a girl get on pussy, it'd be considered lesbian porn. So if a guy put it on dick, it's considered gay porn.
Man.
You're right, because masturbation videos of guys are considered gay porn. You know what I mean?
So masturbation videos is gay porn? Get the fuck out of here.
Masturbation videos of guys. Nigga, who gonna watch? Okay, let me ask you a question.
I don't know too many girls want to see a dick spit, be honest with you, man.
Okay, but you know, gay guys don't want to see a dick spit.
Anyway, gay guys have no morals, man. Hey, you gotta be dudes, we some nasty motherfuckers. I know gay dudes probably, hey, man, this is nothing against gay dudes. I know y'all probably some nasty, y'all probably like some nasty shit.
No, I'm just, no, my, my whole point is I'm saying, like, who was that who did some gay porn? And it was, oh, you know, that's it. Sylvester Stallone did some gay porn, but all he did was masturbation videos. And it was like, well, who the fuck is he bought the masturbation videos? You know what I'm saying?
So, I don't believe Sylvester.
Why you ask the question?
We was having an argument today, man. Me and some dude, man. We had an argument today. Don't ask me how me and the dude got on the topic about dude sucking in on me. But I was like, it's probably a video, but we were both scared to Google that shit, so that's why.
You Google it, it's gonna be pages of that shit.
God damn.
I mean,
I know it's possible, but I mean, I never would Google that shit. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, if you go to the real porn site and don't have no fucking filter on it, you go through that shit, I'm real.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Still download porn, my nigga.
Huh?
You download porn still, my nigga?
Nah, I mean,
I was about to say, grow up.
I'm about to say grow up, man.
You still download porn, man. You too old for that shit, nigga.
No. That's actually really grown. Oh. Young nigga shit is just to stream all your porn.
Hey. It's free. You know, young nigga shit, we all about the free, nigga.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch the same pinky scene I done seen 100 times on X videos than to go see some new shit.
Yeah. But, I don't know. That old school when niggas had, like, favorite scenes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These new niggas ain't got no damn favorite scenes, man. They just watching fucking, which is fine, man.
Like your boy, what's the nigga be out there in the woods fucking them girls, man? Nigga, what's his name? That nigga was funny. fucking them prostitutes in the woods by the highway and shit. But yeah, man, look, man. Hey, man, let me go. My kids just walking in the door, man. All
right, man.
Yeah. All right, man. Hello?
Yeah. I want all my money. All of you listen to this episode and wanted to bet against me. I told you that nigga be easy. Do that shit. I told you he knew that shit.
It was going to death. I was just like, I feel bad, man.
We can't put this on the show.
Yes, we can.
Oh.
He don't care. Hey, that's the most. Hey, man, Easy is the most self-deprecating. What you call that person?
Like, he
cool with that shit. Like, yo, if it's like a joke on him, like he don't like. Like he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a shit. And that's B-Eazy whole little thing, man. That's what I'm saying, man. He's good sported by everything, man. He don't give a fuck, man.
We got to give our winners and losers get the fuck out of here. We've been talking to people for damn near an hour and a half.
Yes.
I'm going to give my winners real quick right out the gate. B-Eazy and Doug. B-Eazy is the MVP of the site without fail. If it wasn't for B-Eazy, this shit would have been closed back probably.
He carried the whole team this shit, man. He carried the team this shit, man.
Like fuck a motherfucker. Yeah, but outside of B-Eazy.
I feel like,
outside of B-Eazy, it's Dub. Dub did like 12 reviews this year. I feel like he did 12 reviews. He did a lot of fucking reviews.
Man, okay.
So props to Dub. You know what I'm saying? Y'all two are my winners. My loser this week is probably Johnny Manziel.
Damn.
You finally got a chance to start, and your team is slowly getting worse. How does this happen? You mean to tell me that Hoyer is a better quarterback than Manziel? Is that what we're dealing with right now? Money Manziel, who was supposed to be the talk of the town, the toast of the town, is a bust. Manziel's out of the league in 3 years.
Three
years.
I say he's gone next year.
Out of the league?
Yeah, man. Look, man, listen, the guy's garbage. Like, listen, man, Tebow's a better quarterback than Manziel is.
Whoa.
His skill set, all Manziel did last year was throw the ball to Mike Evans, man. It's easy to throw a guy to 6'5 and let him just jump up there and get the ball. Now you're there. Did you see that bullshit he threw? You saw what he did.
This shit was really bad. And props to Mike Evans for doing what you're doing. and not get no love. Like, you're my winner and loser for this week. Mike Evans has got like 12 touchdowns this year. His team has got like 2 wins. That's fucked up when you put up that kind of production. Your team can't win. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are my winners and losers. Go ahead, bro. Who are your winners and losers this week?
Like I said, my winner is still Tracy May. Because
why is Tracy May your winner this week?
I told you, man. Hey, the dimensions stay popping. If you go look at that little Big Fines post of her. Hey, she got about
she's still 80, hot.
Man, listen, phone still like every day. Like I said, until a day go by that one person don't favor that fucking picture, she will not be my winner, but she's still winning, even though she won't be on the show and she be on other people's shows talking about how great a good a time she had and all that bullshit. But you know, it is what it is, Tracy. You know,
we still love Tracy, right?
Yeah, we still love you like our little sister. You need to come home. You need to come home.
And still, come on, man. Dope episode. If y'all ain't listened to it, episode 60. The three of us got together and had a ball. Nigga, that's still one of the best shows. And then the show that nobody will ever hear, the one that didn't get recorded.
Yeah.
Awesome show. Yeah. Awesome show. Recording failed that time. We had a ball. We talked for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And that shit didn't happen. So Tracy may come back. You probably won't hear this because you don't listen to the show no more.
You don't listen to the show. We have to add you on Twitter for you to notice us. Like, you know,
I don't think that any of our old listeners listen anymore. I don't think Miss T. Lee listens no more.
Yeah, that's it. But she's still. Matter of fact, I'm going to check Miss T. Lee. But I said, well, life didn't caught up with you or something? You ain't got time for
don't,
me
don't,
no
don't,
more?
Don't ask her that right now, though.
Oh,
she got some real. She got some real life shit going on.
Okay.
So I give her a pass for like the last 3 weeks. But she ain't listened to the show in like 30 weeks.
Yeah, she used to be the most faithful listener.
Yeah.
RT3 still wearing the crown, man. So shout out to RT3 for rocking out to every fucking Frocast we done this year. RT3
nigga,
commented on every.
Frocast, reviews, Fro Horseman.
MVP of the Frocast.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
We did a giveaway this year. He's the only one that got the giveaway.
Yeah, why? Because
he don't want to listen to it. Like, we got that. We said we got 3 listeners. He's 2 of them.
Yeah.
I don't know who
RT
that's.
RT3. RT1 and 2. The RT1 and 2 listeners. Probably look. Yeah.
RT1, 2, and 3 are our 3 listeners. We appreciate each one of you niggas, man. That's what's up, man. Who's your loser this week, though?
Man, my loser this week is
your goddamn headphones. Them motherfuckers is terrible.
Oh yes. These headphones.
Shit.
My loser for the week, the headphones, man. Since they fucked up, but like I said, won't be a problem no more.
So he got the Beats with the cord that's got the mic on it. This nigga might cut out again. Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you, but can you hear me?
Now I can. Shit. So he got the Beats with the red cord, man. with the mic on it.
They blew Mate some shit. I don't know. They wireless. I don't know what the... Listen, man, listen.
They got... Well, shit, I don't know if the wireless got a mic unless you plug it in.
I mean, whatever. I don't have to... Like I said, long as I plug them in, that's all that matters.
I don't care. You know what? I might come in the new year with a MacBook Pro.
Shit, listen. I don't know about that MacBook Pro. Yeah. Oh yeah. It does. I think it's got Bluetooth. Yes,
so
it
I got some Beats. Yes. I might be able to do that. I might be able to stuff my headphones.
Look at that, boy. Hey, look. He's selling a lot of rice, fellas. He's selling a lot of rice. Boy.
Hey, you know what happened was I was about to get another car. So what happened was this has nothing to do with shit. We just wrapping up the show. The Expedition, the blend door actuator is broken. Mm. Blend door actuator controls hot air and cold air coming through the vents.
Okay.
Right now it's luckily stuck on cold air. So I'm good. But there's days when it's like 30 degrees outside. And I hate driving that truck because it's just gonna be cold. And if I put it on and throw on the heat and it moves over to heat, then it's gonna be stuck with the hot air. It's $1,000 in labor to fix this part. It's like a $10 part. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Instead of investing another $1,000 into this truck, I just get something else, save the truck to trade in along with the other car for my wife's new car. Went to see a car the other day, and it was like, it seemed like it was an episode of Punk'd. Like when I saw the car, I was like, all right, the car's straight. I get in. First thing that don't work is the seatbelt. We driving for a little bit. I stopped to look at the engine. I popped the hood. Well, try and pop the hood. It took us 10 minutes to get the hood up. Then I get the hood up. I check the oil on that bitch. The oil is clear as water and low, which means they just did whatever the fuck they had to do to it. Then I go to pop the trunk. The trunk don't close. Like, everything was fucked up. So I got this money sitting here, and I was just going to put it aside, but I could use a new MacBook Pro, you know what I'm saying, to get that hustle on. So our shows might sound a little bit better with the Mac upgrade. We got Beats, we got Beats on that side. We might have a MacBook and some Beats on this side. We might be sounding a little professional. We might pay for a little something. You know what I'm saying? Get some professional quality mics. Get some studio time. Get Germ some heat in his office.
Yeah. At least a kerosene heater or something, goddamn.
That's what we got to do. I mean, we getting all these checks. We need to start applying the checks.
Yeah, man.
To get some upgrades around this motherfucker. So, yeah, this has been episode 140. Merry Christmas, you motherfuckers. There may be an episode next week. If not, we'll see y'all in 2015. Yeah. Let me be the first nigga to say that corny-ass joke. Props to the whole crew this year. NappyAfro.com, Be Easy, Dub, Architect, H2O, GQ Blue, my nigga King Germ. All you new niggas. Again, we don't know all of y'all. I think we need to let them know that we don't know all the new niggas.
Yeah, y'all need to come in on the Frocast so we can meet y'all and let y'all meet the people or something. Because,
like,
you know.
Be Easy has approved a lot of y'all to be on the show, but we don't know.
Yeah, without site. Lilla, he ain't running by us or nothing. He ain't running by us.
And he ain't got to. That's Be Easy. He ain't got to run it by us, but we don't know who all he hired. We just know it's a lot of y'all in the crew. So, welcome to the site. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Merry Christmas to y'all, too. Y'all staff. You know what I'm saying? We just don't know all of y'all.
Yeah.
Props to all y'all, man. No, it's been a great year for Nappy Afro. We sold out completely. We giving out 5 stars. Mm. We riding in limos.
Shout out to our sponsors. Publix for shopping is a pleasure.
BlackPeopleMeet.com.
Yeah. Plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish. We forgot
about you.
We ain't forgot about y'all, man. We appreciate y'all. Thought Wireless.
So we can't forget about Thought Wireless. Great headphones this week.
Deer Antler Juice. Deer Antler Spray. Appreciate y'all. Beats by Slaves. Long time.
Beats by Slaves. Big time.
What else we got? Is that it?
That might be it, man.
Snapchat. You know, we appreciate y'all for sponsoring us. Skype. We have a rocky relationship with y'all, but thank you for sponsoring us.
Yeah. Christian Mingle. Don't forget about them. Hey. Christian, we big on there. We heavy on Christian Mingle. Fuck with us.
Really? Y'all need to fuck with us on there. Pornhub.com.
Grindr.
Definitely Grindr. Grindr.
For the selfie videos, if you get my drift.
Thank you, Grindr.
Yeah, find your own sweet spot.
Episode 60. That's episode 60 reference. Hey, man. We appreciate all y'all, man. It's been a great year. Man. Hopefully, we'll have another full year next year. Be Easy is about to go on vacation at some point. We know what's happening.
He did a full year without dipping on us, man. It's, Something's going to go wrong.
It's going to go bad. And at that point, when you start seeing one post a week, that Be Easy is on vacation. We're not changing shit. Mm. That's just how it's going to be. So, for my homie King Germ, I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. fucking a.k.a. If you get the chance to, that is.
Yes, sir. All y'all college boys, you better. As a matter of fact, go for all them colors: pink and green, red and white, blue and white.
Have you conquered, sir?
I think I might have them all, except for them Sigma Gamma, whatever, Gamma Rows or whatever. I don't think I got one.
Wow! So I got your Zeta, you got your Delta, you got
bodies.
Your
yep. Got all them. Got all them flags.
Hey, fellas, I'm just saying. You know, even if you're not in college, go to a college campus. Hang out.
Yeah.
College, you got to go to college. Anyway, that's a whole other episode. We'll tackle that next year. We out, man. Episode 140, nappyafro.com. Peace. Give somebody a gift. And fuck everybody else. We out.
Stay on that mistletoe.
Peace. You're stupid, man. I can't believe you called the nigga easy.
You said what?
I can't believe you called the nigga easy.
Oh. I mean, you gassed me up to do it, man. He was like, call him.
He ain't saying that. Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.